The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Guys talking shit. You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Wrong finger. Close, I was on me there. That was my wrong.
All right. On the email is a good point. That
all Arkansas your fingers are right.
Baseball fan. He should have grabbed that raccoon and chicken it right up to the concession stand and put it on the grill. They had eaten that thing up.
Is there video of that thing?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's in the link. I put a link up there, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
From Casey on the email, Mark freaking rocks. Good morning, guys. Wanted to email you guys, tell you how much fun it is listening to you guys and Mark. They love you, Mark. People love you on the show.
Well, thank you.
Guys, a freaking riot. The two Allens together make me pee my pants. Well, good thing your zipper's up, by the way.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Love you guys. I've been listening to you guys since you came to on the radio for years ago, obviously. Love you guys. Thank you. Casey, appreciate that. Yeah, we love Mark as a guest. He's also a good person, too, you know.
And yes, we're aware that Terry Bradshaw went to Louisiana.
Yes,
Tech.
Yeah, I knew that.
We
yeah.
brought it up last
right.
time.
But,
yes, he did.
We were just looking at that the other night. Carl Malone did, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, Malone was from there,
yeah.
too?
Yeah. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
It showed up. Well, on, they've got a big picture of him in the arena, yeah. so they're either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
yeah.
If he didn't, I guess
I'd double check.
Louisiana Monroe, but
well,
I'm wrong.
If it's if they got a picture in the arena, then Nick's at the wrong, Mark's at the wrong school.
Well, yeah, I guess I am.
Which
yeah.
is a possibility.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible.
We know that, definitely.
You walked into the wrong school and the wrong yeah. building.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, when that happens, they could still at least say hi.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Just because you're not their professor doesn't mean you can't be greeted.
Well, you could be like a substitute teacher. They don't know. Somebody could have broke yeah. down like, you know, like my daughter's class.
But it's embarrassing sometimes, you know, because these concepts, I got to look at the thing. I'm like, I've talked about this, but I can't, there's certain things, just the like memorizing details.
Right.
I can't, you know, it's like I've been watching football since, you know, I was 6 years old.
Right, right.
And I still couldn't tell you the positions of, it's just,
okay.
I don't know what it is. It's just, it's a weird
well,
thing.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of, I think I have that with certain subjects. If I don't care about them, I could be seeing it all my
yeah.
whole life and not even care.
Right.
And not care, you know? Not about football, obviously, but other things in my
yeah.
life. I've seen it a thousand times and I don't care, you know? How do I do that? I don't know. I ask puss.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I ask puss.
Yeah.
And I don't want to learn anything like that. I mean, I'll learn certain things, but I'm not going to go.
Yeah. But I remember like working on The Bachelor, you know, and there's
okay.
like 25, you know, women.
Yeah.
And, you know, 22 of them are blonde and
right.
the same height.
Right.
And the, you know, and the other producers learned them right away. I'm like, no. Who is she?
Yeah,
which one? You know, you got to give me something. The mole
right.
on her nose. You
yeah,
got to give me
right.
some kind of, you know, thing here. About
would you remember 25 dudes?
No, I still didn't.
No,
maybe
still
a little better, but yeah.
There you go.
Interesting. Interesting. Funny how that works.
Nick's doing a live show. I keep saying that's stupid. He's doing his comedy show tonight, which is always live at the Funny Bone, and he's
but
recording
it, recorded.
For a new album.
Yes.
That's what's
special 7:30
about
tonight.
This.
Funny
Making
Bone
an album.
In Omaha. So.
Get if you're outside Omaha Saturday, I'm going to be at J&R Saloon in Shenandoah, Iowa.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, tonight. Well, see, I've been kind of concerned. Like, well, I hope it goes. Like, that's the concern for before every show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know why, but I haven't been like stumbling over all my words.
Is it because somebody's pushing
previous shows?
Somebody's pushing play and record. That's why.
Yeah, I think it's just a
that's
mental thing.
Yeah, but
right.
that'll get out of your head soon
right.
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
And some of these jokes are going into the vault, right, afterwards?
One especially.
Oh, yeah, sure fine.
Yeah, that yeah. sure fine thing. Because I think people can.
There is a God.
I've got,
Mark hates that joke at this point. He's heard it too many
well,
times.
Oh, my God.
It's,
you know,
been long, it's been a long
yeah.
time.
Oh, I know.
It's
yeah. been a long time.
But it's
yeah.
a classic.
It's a classic.
Scott
it's good.
Yeah.
Well, document
it's a
it and move on.
Yeah.
That was an MC
it's
joke
good.
For you, right? I saw that.
I'd rather not
oh, yeah.
say
how old that joke is.
Yeah. I remember you telling that in third grade.
I think he can drive. He's got a permit.
Yeah.
yeah.
But if you've not heard it, it's worth it. Let me just turn this around.
Yeah.
There'll be somebody tonight that hasn't heard that joke.
Delivered with lots of enthusiasm.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be easier to get into tonight, knowing there's just going to be
gone.
All right. Because I think people can kind of get the impression that these other shows are like, well, he wasn't really into that last thing, was he? Sure, fine. Yeah, it's done. Okay, you get it? Can we move on?
It still gets a huge laugh, and I'm like, honestly?
I know. Yeah.
So you're not going to laugh. Out of principle, you're not going to laugh at that joke tonight, are you, Mark?
I can't. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Honestly? You'll yell that out. People let me go, honestly? Come on.
We got so much time left on this planet.
I drove up for that one.
Yeah. Here's a minute of 15 seconds. I won't get back again.
Yeah, I've heard that a few times myself, that joke. You've heard it more than me, but I've definitely heard that joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are sometimes, sometimes it's during like the gay dad chunk of material where people who aren't laughing, you can see them looking around, looking at everybody else, be like, what's wrong with all of you?
Right.
Why would you be laughing at this?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
if you like the gay dad jokes, they're funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fine.
Sorry.
They are. They
it's
are.
Funny when he does.
Yeah.
When I first started doing it, well, it's fresh.
Yeah.
When I first started doing those, I'd talk to dad on the phone after a trip, be like, well, did you do the gay dad stuff?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Oh, come on. I would never. No. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Anything else, Craig?
I don't know.
All right.
Let's see. Golf starts today.
Yeah.
The 2022 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition comes out today.
And this is the one with the Kim Kardashian right in the cover.
Kardashian is one. Yeah. Ciara is another. Yumi Nu is another. Right. And Mae Musk is the fourth.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That's Elon's mom.
Yeah.
74 years old.
Yeah.
So that's coming out today.
Well, Elon's all over Twitter, so somebody should get on there and just, in fact, I might. Hey, Elon, your mom's got a great ass. You know, what she look like? Have you looked at her?
She looks great for 74.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we looked at her the other day. She looks like a mid-70s lady that could have been a model previously.
Got it. All right. But it's a one piece, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The emphasis on previously.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right, I don't know. It could be the Dove commercial now. Who knows?
Check the Twitter. Did you put the Anal Chaos album up?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's another one that came. It looks like a cover of a porn. Like a porn DVD.
Same band?
Same band.
Okay, got it.
Anal Chaos. Right. Double Anal Debauchery.
That looks like something we would have gotten in the mail from Vivid years ago.
Absolutely.
Have you thought of the new name for the album, Nick? I know Anal Chaos is taken.
It's been tough to realize that name's not an option.
And it won't be sure fine.
I don't know what to call it. I don't know how you
like it, though.
Yeah. I think sure fine.
The mind goes crazy.
Yeah.
A copyright violation.
Yeah, sure.
I got a suggestion on Twitter that I liked where somebody said you call it Nick Alive and, use the kiss font and stuff. And,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I like that.
I think like Nick Alive, too.
And that's easier to spell than, I don't know how to spell that.
Yeah, you're right. I do like Nick Alive. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that too. And you could just totally rip off the KISS font.
Oh, yeah.
So you may have seen a couple of days ago that Rolling Stone magazine came out and talked to a couple of friends of Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
No longer. Talked to him after his tragic death. And the Pearl Jam Soundgarden drummer Matt Cameron said that he thought that Hawkins was forthright with Dave Grohl about his exhaustion about the busy travel schedule. And Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith was also under the impression that Hawkins had a heart-to-heart with Grohl on how that it's just too much. Now then, after that, it came out with both of those guys, Chad Smith and
Matt Cameron,
they apologized because they said Rolling Stone magazine twisted their comments to say things that they didn't want to.
Now, plus you mentioned the Foo Fighters play, what, three-hour shows?
They pretty much the last eight to ten years, it's been 3 hours has been their norm. Yeah,
it takes a lot out in the drummer, man.
Yeah, but that's not necessary.
No, it's not. For anybody, I think the two shows are too long.
Yesterday from Matt said that he has only the deepest love and respect for Taylor, Dave, and the Foo Fighters family. He's sorry to have taken part in the interview. He apologizes that his participation may have caused harm. Chad Smith said that he was asked by Rolling Stone to share some memories, which he thought was going to be a loving tribute. Instead, the story they wrote was sensationalized and misleading.
Don't you think they know Dave Grohl in person? They could just call him and say, I didn't say that crap.
Yeah, but you have to put this out to everybody.
I don't even think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal.
It is to them.
Well, I know to them it is.
Well, then they have to say something if it's a big deal to them.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying the guy's tired. He might have been tired. You know, we don't know that. You know?
It was probably just an offhand remark during the interview, and then it became a thing.
Yeah, the story took off.
Yeah, right. Obviously. Right.
And I believe in the story, Foo Fighters management has denied that those conversations ever happened. Like,
okay,
no, he never did. He never told anybody this. He didn't tell us. He didn't tell Dave. He didn't tell nobody.
And that band's not going to break up. Any rumors at all in the next year?
Not read anything. I assume they'll be back eventually.
Of course they will.
With someone else. Yeah. Behind the kid.
Peter, Chris.
Yeah.
Entirely possible.
Oh, I forgot.
Is he available?
Yeah. Let's see. It was on this date in 1992. Kiss released the album, do you know?
Probably Animal Eyes or something like that. One of those.
Do you remember one called Revenge?
Oh, yeah, it was Revenge. Oh. Yeah, Bruce Kulick was on that.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you this. You found the Kiss cassette in your parents' house, but it was your mom's was it your dad's?
Yeah, it was my mom's old tape.
Oh, your dad? Your mom was into Kiss? Your ex was into Kiss? Okay. All right. Not you, Mark?
I guess.
Yeah. She had a friend that was obsessed with Paul Stanley. Mom had gone to a Kiss concert back in the day, and those tapes, you know, that was... changed my life.
Is that a friend? Was a friend obsessed with Paul Stanley? A guy named Mark. Paul's a good looking guy. Paul's a good looking guy, man.
No, I really wasn't into Kiss. I don't think really. No, yeah.
No, well, it's not Pippin.
Right. You know, you act like I only liked one thing. Right. Like,
he does drop Pippin a lot.
Yeah.
It's always Pippin.
It was a lot of like Billy Joel and stuff like that.
Okay,
but you would attend Kiss the musical.
Kiss the musical?
Yeah,
sure.
That's pretty much Kiss.
Yeah, there are a lot of theatrics.
But let's say
they haven't done one yet.
Yeah. Oh,
Gene's
they can make money. I bet it's in the works.
Different angle. Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to make it to Hamilton's in Des Moines.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I said I'd rather go to Wheeler Walker Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. See, sometimes people can be surprising.
We've turned a lot of people into Wheeler.
All right, weird. Dad loves
all
the songs about dogs. Right?
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
No, you did.
I'm kidding.
And so your son turned us on to Wheeler,
But,
I mean, since we talked to him, a lot of people are going down that Wheeler Walker rabbit hole. Loving his stuff.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. Right. It was Elizabeth's 30th birthday party. We're standing in the market. Billy Frog's next door has it blaring, and I'm like, who the hell is this?
Right.
You know? And so that's when I asked Nick, and he goes, oh, yeah, it's this guy. You got to listen to
it.
And then his mom and I would listen to the songs together and just like crack up. It's hilarious. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Out of Wichita, 14 people, 13 men.
You're blowing up Hamilton.
I know, right? I know.
Well,
I know.
The music sucks.
It's not really. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You got to do it like everybody else.
Not as much, but maybe seeing it live would be different.
Okay.
But you know how there's that thing that you're like, I kind of want to go, but I feel like I should want to go more than I do.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Pippin like Nick.
I mean, really, right? Which I saw, I'll just say, local production here, exactly. And I happened to tell, honestly, I happened to tell Stephen Schwartz, you know, who wrote the music for it, you know, how dreadful it was.
So you're knocking to the
years later.
Some local production sucked. You told the guy that wrote it. Okay.
I totally did. He goes, I've seen all kinds. He goes, there have been game show versions of it and all different things. And I know, right? I don't know why I felt compelled to tell him that.
You just made someone sad.
I probably did. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I was in that.
Yeah.
He goes to local high school plays and rips them. They suck.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the high school. Let me say that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a dreadful high school production. I don't want to. That's all I should say.
Yeah, that's it. Just say that. Just say
oh, yeah,
that.
We did. Yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when can we get out of here? Like,
yeah.
Stagger most, the exits.
Aren't yeah. most of them?
Now, probably.
Some,
I think
some of those kids are talented. Yeah. Some of the kids are talented in those shows. But you're right. They're not professional. They're, you know.
Because I remember our concert band made an album.
Oh, that had to suck, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that sucked. Yeah.
I listened to it and said, this is dreadful.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I was somewhere recently, and I heard all of a sudden, it was a national anthem situation. I just heard this, and I'm thinking, and I didn't see who was doing anything. I'm looking around. I'm looking at something else, and I go, my son's standing next to me. I go, boy, that sucks. And I look, and I don't know what it is. And I just look out onto the field, and it's like 11-year-olds with cellos. And I'm thinking,
no.
So, but once again, I didn't see it.
Right.
I thought it was playing. I'm thinking, what version of this? And then I realized, oh, hopefully nobody heard me say that. They're just little kids playing cellos.
Did you say it in your Tyler Quiet voice,
yes.
which can only be heard for like a half mile?
Right, basically. I said it loud enough. I'm sure somebody right around me heard it, too.
Somebody's mom heard it.
Oh, my God, there's little kids. Okay, no, this is fine.
Right. Yeah. Well, somebody had to say it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're all thinking it anyway.
The parents had taught the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been listening to that at home.
I know.
Right.
Going from the bedroom. The right. bang, bang,
bang. We've all sat through middle school concerts, and they do suck.
I was in them. But you know that stuff sucks when you're doing it.
Yeah.
It was that one last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't your stuff to go back. You're going to be quiet about that. Right. Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a middle school concert.
Right.
Yeah, nobody's ever yelled encore at one of those.
more.
One more.
Save us. No. Yeah.
Unless you had some kind of super talent, some prodigy, but I don't recall.
Yeah, but then there's a soul. Then there's
school.
A soul.
Wasn't that you, Todd?
Yeah.
Weren't you the prodigy?
No. Were you first chair sacks?
No.
You only had one chair, right?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. I wasn't even first chair my senior year. I was second chair my entire career.
Yeah.
I was third.
Would you play
the whole time? Sax.
Same
one.
Of course you did.
Yeah, but Nick played the same. I don't know what that means, but it didn't say the piccolo. You know,
Nick was sax too.
Yeah, he played the same one.
I played the tenor sax in middle school or in high school. The thing that sucked about being third chair was you're like, oh, I'm in the band and I can't touch a boob and I also suck at saxophone.
Right.
Like if I can at least be good at this thing that's making it impossible for me to get laid.
That's true.
Yeah.
Third sax ain't getting a boob. That's for
none.
Sure. No.
And you go to your dad for help and he's just like, touching boobs is overrated. Don't worry about it.
What now? Yeah. What do you want to do?
Well, you were third chair tuba, right, Puss?
First chair trumpet.
Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah.
I was
wow, first chair trumpet.
There
wow.
was only four. There's only
still,
four of us.
Yeah.
Still.
Third chair in their hearts.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
14 people, 13 men and one woman are facing charges after a sex and prostitution sweep in Wichita. Authorities arrested the suspects this week along the Broadway corridor,
which I'm sure means something. Yeah, we've been there. That is where the hookers hung out. Yeah, yeah.
The charges range from suspicion of patronizing a prostitute to battery of a law enforcement officer. They say the arrests are part of a continuing effort to address issues in the neighborhood. There was one female that was busted.
They were hookers on Broadway.
And she was busted for patronizing a prostitute, hiring a prostitute to engage in sexual act, a misdemeanor.
When we go to Wichita, that's the first thing we do.
Yep.
We cruise Broadway.
Puss wants us to drive past there.
Yeah. We all do.
Thank you, Todd.
But he's the one driving. Now, I remember taking that trip to Broadway in 06. We first went on the air in Wichita. This is where the hookers hang out.
Right. We had to see what it was all about. Because that's when they used to publish hookers and Johns that got busted.
Well, we got the page of pictures.
They back up there?
Really?
Well, no, that was just in the news story Craig was looking at. There was like a composite.
There was
of all
a website
people.
Of hookers in Wichita. We made famous in the late 2006, 2010, and they yanked it because we just made fun of them all the time.
Well, the news thing I saw, they put up all the pictures. Yeah.
Well,
once again,
that was
so
a story,
we can see
right,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and
you can see them all.
And the one female, you missed this. The one female that got busted was buying, not selling.
Oh. Oh. Wasn't that a Wichita Police Department?
Yes, it was.
Website?
Yes, it was.
And they seem to have.
And we talked about it all the time on the radio. And
adopted a sense of humor since.
Yeah.
If the perpetrator story is any indication.
Put it back up. Yeah.
What is the big deal? People want to pay someone else to have sex.
I'm with you, man. Well. Yeah. I'm with you because when this page was out there, you'd see a lot of guys in golf shirts, probably just on their way to get golfing with some buddies, can't get laid at home. And all of a sudden, they're on the news because they try to get a hooker. It's just sad.
Their life is ruined.
Yeah.
If there's women out there with guns to their head, that's one thing. But if it's all volunteer, there's no victim there.
Here's $40.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I'd be more worried about getting gunned down in a supermarket than I would that.
Damn,
you know,
right.
I'd rather. Wow.
Yep. Damn right, Mark.
Let's see. Where's this one from? Ah, Florida. Jacob Ryan Philbeck made a series of 911 calls to inform police dispatchers that President Joe Biden should be jailed while convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo should be freed.
Great.
9/11 agreed with him.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. That was.
We'll get right on that. Yeah.
I thought this was a Republican candidate somewhere.
Busted for misuse of the 911 system, a misdemeanor. When deputies arrived at his residence, he was on the line with 911. That call was cut short.
Shut court.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah. By his arrest.
I like it.
The arrest report notes that there was an indication of alcohol influence.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. In post to his Facebook page, he supported the Confederate flag, opposed gun control, declared that it's scary to do research and find out how much today's Democratic Party and Hitler's Nazi Germany have in common. Wow.
Oh, great. There you go.
And then for the record, he says he's very conservative, even more right than many Republicans.
Obviously.
No,
he sounds like a Republican
and
to me.
Now and now he's busted for misusing 911.
All right.
It's too bad. I thought he was onto something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly Carlin joined us today. The documentary about her dad, George Carlin, is on HBO this weekend. George Carlin's American Dream.
Two parts.
One
and
on Friday,
if you got
one
HBO,
Saturday.
It's Friday and Saturday. And I think if you got HBO Max, you can get them both tomorrow night.
That's going to be great. Mark, I know you're here till July, so you're going to be coming back in the studio with us. We promise you. I want to have you a lot more often.
Let's do it.
You cool with that? All right.
Yeah. I'll also come in the studio.
All right.
And then stay when you get here.
Hey-o.
Hey. I still don't know why you and that, your ex, you crazy kids didn't make it.
You crazy kids.
You teed that up for him nicely. There.
And go see Nick tonight at the Funny Bone in Omaha.
Yes, today.
Omaha.funnybone.com.
Yes.
I got it right?
Yeah.
All right.
Sunshine's on a dog's
ass.
Check out my social media. There, I have a promo code on my social media.
All right, cool. Oh, okay, cool. Check that out. Craig Peters tomorrow?
Yes, he will be.
Excellent. We'll see you tomorrow, too. Thanks for listening. Go see Nick.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.